Babe, we need to have a talk. Yeah, I am mad. I'm mad because, yeah, I did go snooping through your iPad and I saw some things that really are fucking disappointing. For one, I noticed you've been texting some bitch named Miss Beatrix. What kind of name is that? So then I thought, oh, fuck no, he's not cheating on me. But I will say, I was a little, you made me feel a little better when I realized she was just, I guess, a provider of audios and phone sex. Like, fucking gross. Like, you have a girlfriend. Why do you have to depend on someone else to get you off? But anyways, and don't talk during this, you understand me? I have a lot of things to say, and I don't want to hear anything from your mouth because I saw plenty in the shit that I saw. So anyways, I see a lot of communication with whoever this lady is. And I see you have purchased phone sex and audios, even a lot of like. And here's the thing, babe. If it was just one time, I wouldn't even say anything to you. I'd be like, whatever. He probably just needed to get off in some weird way, whatever. But no, you have had like. I feel like it's hundreds of whatever silent call is. So I looked that up. It's where you don't even talk back to her. So she just like talks to you live and you pay for that. Like, what the fuck? And then I see, you know, a little bit of audio requests. But here is the thing that really fucking pissed me off. I listen to each and every single audio. And you, I thought I knew you, but I don't. You are a sick, perverted fuck. Like, I can't believe the shit that you requested. And you probably came to these audios. And that Miss Beatrix lady, oh my God, the shit that comes out of her mouth. Wow. I mean, why is this even a thing that people get off to? It's so like it feels illegal. And trust me, I had to Google if my boyfriend was doing illegal things after the shit that I heard. So thankfully, I was able to prove that you really weren't doing anything illegal. But pretty is close, isn't it? Especially if those filthy thoughts are floating around in your head. And babe, I know that you have some kind of pervert in you. You've always reacted a little bit too excited whenever we do daddy-daughter role play in the bedroom. Whenever I get drunk, I allow you to do it. And trust me, I've always noticed and observed that you get a little bit too excited. But I didn't think it was this fucking far. And you call this woman, Miss Beatrix, your pedophile queen? And you're her pedophile bull? Like, what the fuck? Are you a pedophile? Is that what you are? You're attracted to underage children? And I could get it if it was like high school, whatever. Like, I get it. Some of those bitches are hot and look older. But no, you, and I learned your little quote unquote limits. You like middle schoolers? I mean, fucking gross. Middle schoolers. I mean, they're not even fully developed. They're dumb. And they're not even close to being a woman. And it doesn't stop there. You kept going lower. You like to hear about elementary school girls, like preteens, and flat chests. What the fuck? There is something wrong with you. Do you know that? There is something wrong with you, and there's something wrong with that woman to encourage you to dive deep into it. Like, I learned so many fucking phrases that were just ridiculous, and you were begging her to say these words, like pedo gooner. Like, what the fuck is a pedo gooner? Really? And you beg her to talk about brace-faced preteens? Like, braces? Really, honey? Do you want me to get braces? Wait, no, you don't, because I'm not a preteen. Ugh, I was so disgusted. I was so disgusted when I saw you put in there that you wanted to hear her say that you wanted your cum to be dripping on her braces. Like, what the fuck? That's someone's goddamn daughter. That is a child. And you're thinking about children with cum dripping off their braces? You should be ashamed of yourself. You should literally be ashamed of yourself, because this, like, I know that the government can't control our thoughts, but these thoughts, gross, disgusting. You are a pedophile. I saw you put in your messages with her that you get off on, like, real life stories. Like, you know, when you open up the homepage on your computer and you see articles of the day, you get off on, like, real fucking things that happen to poor little girls, like actual pedophile rapists. I saw that. You are sick. You are sick. And then I got really fucking worried because I saw that you wanted her to talk about child porn. Child porn, like one of the grossest, most fucked up things in the world. And you want her to talk about it. Thank God I saw that you don't watch it, because we would be fucking over if I knew that. But I bet you crave to watch it, don't you? You wish you could watch kitty porn. And look at you. You're fucking hard. You're fucking hard for me, your girlfriend, the woman that loves you. Like, getting mad about this and calling you out for what you are. A child-loving pedophile. And this Miss Beatrix lady, she just loves the sick thoughts that you have. I mean, I guess I shouldn't even be surprised that you're hard right now, which is fucking disgusting. Like, you disgust me, because your boner is practically sticking out of your pants. God damn. But, like, you get off on her humiliating you. Like, you pay this woman to humiliate you. That's fucking, like, it's so pathetic. Do you understand that? It's so pathetic, especially when you have me. Like, I'm not trying to, like, boost myself up, but I mean, I know I'm a good girlfriend. I give you sex. I give you blowjobs. But now it's all tainted, because I bet that you're thinking about some middle school slut between your legs sucking your cock when your grown adult girlfriend is doing it. Or I bet when you're fucking me from behind, you're thinking about raping children, raping some child. I bet that's what you're thinking. And that's another thing. I can't believe how much you like to hear about rape. Like, one of the most traumatic experiences for a female. And let's not even, like, highlight how traumatic it would be for a child, because those children, those kids that you wish you could rape, have holes that are way too fucking small, and that's why you want to rape them. It, like, blows my mind. There's something wrong. inside of that head of yours. Something wrong. But, you know, you're glorifying and fetishizing something so traumatic for females. You get off on it. Would you like the way I say rape? Is that what you like? You sick fuck. Like, literally, I feel like no longer are underage girls safe around you. Like, all my cute nieces, like, that's a whole nother definition now when I say cute nieces. When I say cute, it means they're literally cute. They're cute little girls, but you and your fucked up head, that is sexy to you. And, like, God forbid you drive by some bus stop where some middle schoolers are parked, you know, right there in a group talking. God forbid you be around them, because the shit that I heard you requested that Miss Beatrix lady to say, you would want to molest each and every one. You'd want to pull them in, because I heard that disgusting harem audio. You want a harem of little girls? That's what you fantasize about? That's what you get off to? A harem of girls in your basement all tied up just for you? It's fucking gross. Fucking gross. And like this just changes everything. Because like I said, if you drive by a group of little middle schoolers, I'm worried now. Or if my nieces come over to hang out our house, oh my God, like, you would probably go in their rooms at night and fondle their little bodies, you sick fuck. You want to molest a tiny little girl like my 9-year-old niece? Is that what you want? Oh my God, you're so sick, because now I'm remembering that she has braces and that she's completely underdeveloped. And that is something that turns you on. Like, what the fuck, babe? What the fuck? That doesn't even, like, that doesn't compute for any normal person's brain. We are not, or you are not, men are not designed to be sexually attracted to children. You're supposed to be biologically designed to be attracted to curvy women. Breast, you know, like, thick asses. But no, you want bubble butt, preteen butts. You want them flat chested or like barely developed. Just like my poor innocent niece that would be probably sleeping in our guest bedroom, and she'd be in danger of you, a wannabe sexual predator. Is that what you jerk off to as well? Being on some sexual offender list, would it be worth it to you? Huh? Would it be worth it to you to put your greedy fucking adult hands all over a tiny little child? Or even to stuff your cock inside of a child? Would that be worth it to you? I bet it would, because obviously you are obsessed, because you have asked this Miss Beatrix lady for so fucking much of this filthy shit. Just the filthiest shit ever. Ever. I mean, I could not imagine some of this stuff. Like, your throat raping? Ugh. Like, what? What is that? You want to throat rape a child? A little girl whose little fucking mouth can't even fit your cock in there? Is that what you want? Why are you rubbing your cock, you sick fuck? You are so sick. Do you want to cream your pants listening to your girlfriend humiliate you? Is that what you want? You do. You really are a pedo junkie. And yeah, I learned that from Miss Beatrix. You're a pedo junkie. Pedo junkie who can't even keep it together in front of his girlfriend, who is obviously so fucking mad and so disgusted at you right now. Just so fucking gross. And what is an accomplice? I mean, really, you're so into that accomplice bullshit. Like, if you're going to be into this shit, do it yourself. Why do you have to have some lady tell you what to fucking do? Does that make it better in your brain that you're not making the decision? So you got to have this Miss Beatrix bitch be your fucking accomplice? Like, what even is that? Is it, do you fantasize about me being your accomplice? Because guess what? I'd never fucking do it. Ever. Ever. And because here's the other thing. I'm not going to be with a man that wants to be a sexual offender, that actually wants to do this kind of shit, who wishes that he could dive, take a deep dive into kitty porn, who looks at little girls and thinks they're jailbait princesses. And I haven't even got to the worst yet. I'm sorry, I get so wrapped up in your underage obsession. So not only do you want to fuck a child, you fantasize about snuffing them. What is that about? That is so sick and gross. Do you understand that? That the words murdering cock is something that turns you on. And not only that, not only has this Miss Beatrix encouraged you to be into child snuff, she talks to you and encourages you to necro rape. I saw that whole conversation. I saw that happen whenever you learned that you were into necro rape. Really? A dead fuckhole? A dead child turns you on? There's some kind of sick, twisted wire fucked up in your brain. Do you understand that, sweetie? Not only are small little children, little girls, innocent little princesses, they are sexy to you. That makes no fucking sense. Do you understand me? No sense that you're attracted to them. And it's really disgusting. Like, I would break up. I think I will break up with you right fucking now, because that alone is fucking gross. And you know, I'm not saying this would be any better, but it kind of is better. I might could accept that maybe you just want to fondle their smooth little virgin pussy. Ugh, fucking gross. Like the whole kitty molester thing. No, you take it to the full extent. You want to force fuck that little girl. You want to give her the most traumatic experience just so you could get off. You want to mind rape her as well. I saw that's part of your whole thing. And then not only that, you want to wrap your hands around her little neck and make her fucking die and get raped to death just for your own sick, depraved pleasure, while this fucking pedo queen, you call her Miss Beatrix, encourages you and whispers filthy shit in your ear. And then that's not even done there. Then you want to continue railing that poor little innocent child when she's dead. You get off on the fact that she's just a little sleeping beauty there, just laying there taking your rape, even when she's dead. You are a sicko. Do you understand me? You're a sick fuck. And I can't believe that you're into any of this. It's disgusting. It's embarrassing. You should be embarrassed. And lastly, that Miss Beatrix lady, you should just go spend the rest of your life with her, because no other woman on the planet would entertain this bullshit. No other woman would truly encourage this kind of behavior. So why don't you go spend all your time with that sick fuck over there?